Chapter 47, Satan, the Accuser, Christ, the Defender. Because Israel had been chosen to preserve the knowledge of God and the earth, Satan was determined to cause their destruction. While they were obedient, he could do them no harm, therefore he had bent all his power and cunning to entice them into sin. Ensnared, they had transgressed and had become the prey of their enemies. Yet God did not forsake them. He sent his prophets with warnings and aroused them to see their guilt. When they returned to him with true repentance, he sent messages of encouragement, declaring that he would deliver them from captivity and once more establish them in their own land. Now that this restoration had begun and a remnant had already returned to Judea, Satan was determined to frustrate the divine purpose. To this end, he was seeking to move upon the heathen nations to destroy them. But in this crisis, the Lord strengthened his people with good words and comfortable words. Through an impressive illustration, he showed the power of Christ, their mediator, to vanquish Satan, the accuser of his people. Joshua the high priest, clothed with filthy garments, stands before the angel of the Lord. As he pleads for the fulfillment of God's promises, Satan points to the transgressions of Israel as a reason why they should not be restored to the favor of God. He claims them as his prey and demands that they be given into his hands. The high priest does not claim that Israel is free from fault. In filthy garments, symbolizing the sins of the people which he bears as their representative, he stands before the angel, confessing their guilt yet pointing to their repentance, and in faith relying on the mercy of a sin-pardoning Redeemer. Then the angel, who is Christ the Savior of sinners, puts to silence the accuser, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Because of their sins, Israel had been well nigh consumed in the flame kindled by Satan and his agents for their destruction, but God had now set his hand to bring them forth. As the intercession of Joshua is accepted, the command is given, "Take away the filthy garments from him," and to Joshua the angel says, "I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment." So they clothed him with garments. His sins and those of his people were pardoned. Israel was clothed with change of raiment, the righteousness of Christ imputed to them. Notwithstanding Joshua's former transgressions, he was now qualified to minister before God in his sanctuary. If obedient, he should be honored as the judge, or the ruler, over the temple and should walk among attending angels even in this life. At last he should join the glorified throng around the throne of God. "Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, I will bring forth my servant the branch. In the branch, the deliverer to come, lay the hope of Israel." By faith in the coming Savior, Joshua and his people had received pardon and had been restored to God's favor. By virtue of his merits, they would be honored as the chosen of heaven among the nations of earth. In all ages, Satan is the accuser of our brethren, which accused them before our God day and night. Over every soul rescued from the power of evil, the controversy is repeated. Never is one received into the family of God without exciting the determined resistance of the enemy. But he who was the defense of Israel, their justification and redemption, is the hope of the church today.